between enemies and friends. Make your mind equipoised toward everyone, except for the uncontrolled and misguided mind. There is no enemy within this world. Venva sees everyone on the platform of equality. One then comes to the position of worshipping the Lord perfectly.
Prahlad Maharaj je nastavio: Dragi moj oče, molim te, odbaci svoj demonski mentalitet. Ne pravi u svom srcu razliku između prijatelja i neprijatelja. Budi u umu jednak prema svakome. Osim neovladanog i zavedenog uma, nemaš neprijatelja u ovom svetu. Kada osoba vidi svakoga na nivou jednakosti, dolazi na položaj savršenog obožavanja gospodina.
This is a very important instruction, and it is said in the purport by Srila Prabhupada, to understand this is the preliminary condition for entering into the kingdom of devotional service.
Ovo je veoma važan stih i u komentaru Srila Prabhupada kaže, ovo razumevanje je preduslov za ulazak u Božje carstvo.
The instruction is that we should see everyone on the equal platform.
Instrukcija je da svakog treba vidjeti na jednakom nivou.
As part and parcels of Krishna.
Kao delić Krishne.
This is perfect vision.
To je savršena vizija.
In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that it is a wise man, pandita, who is able to see in this way.
U Bhagavad Gita Krishna objašnjava da samo mudar čovjek ili pandita može na taj način vidjeti.
A person who is not wise cannot see with equal eyes.
Osoba koja nije mudra ne može vidjeti jednakim očima.
He always sees the differences.
On uvijek vidi razlike.
Different differences in hairstyles, in nationalities, in genders, in character, in outlooks to the world, etc.
On vidi razlike u stalno vidi razlike u frizuri, u nacionalnosti, u izgledu, onda u polu i tako dalje.
You will be interested to hear that alone in the music field there are so many differences which we as devotees will not be able to understand.
Biće vam zanimljivo da čujete da samo na muzičkom polju ima toliko razlika koje mi kao bakte ne bismo mogli da shvatimo.
There is heavy metal.
Postoji heavy metal muzika.
Then there is trash metal.
Onda trash metal.
Trash metal, then there is death metal.
Onda smrtni metal.
Yes, yes. I don't know if you have it in. There's pivo metal, beer metal, new style. Yeah.
Pivo.
Yes, pivo metal. Yes.
And
for a normal person, this all sounds like the same noise, but a person who is in this musical field will protest vehemently. No, there's a very, very clear difference between trash metal and death metal.
Za normalnu osobu to sve zvuči kao buka, ali onaj ko poznaje tu muziku, on će jako protestovati i reći će, postoji veoma jasna razlika između trash metala i death metala.
Yes, a great difference.
Velika razlika.
One is considered to be highly uneducated if one does not know.
Ako neko ne zna razliku, smatra se krajnje neobrazovanje.
The foolish people will always make differences.
Budalski ljudi će uvijek praviti razlike.
They will always make parties and camps, but the spiritual minded people will always try to see the sameness of or equality of all living entities as part and parcels of the Supreme Lord.
Uvijek će raditi partije i kampove, grupe različite, ali mudar čovjek, bakta, on uvijek vidi jednakost, da su svi jednaki, da su svi delići svevišnjeg gospodina.
Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj, he says very strongly to his father, my dear father, give up this He even says demoniac mentality, he says, by thinking this one is your friend and that's your enemy.
Zato prelad Maharaj vrlo snažno kaže svome ocu, dragi moj oče, ostavi taj demonski mentalitet. Čak kaže to, tako što vidiš nekoga kao neprijatelja, a nekoga kao prijatelja.
Why is this demoniac?
Zašto je to demonski?
Well, if you think someone is your friend, and you distinguish this is my enemy, you come to a very troubled waters.
Ako misle da vam je neko prijatelj, a neko neprijatelj, dolazite u vrlo uzburkanu vodu.
When you are on the physical platform, very close to someone.
Kad ste na fizičkom nivou vrlo bliski s nekim.
This means this person gives you some form of sense gratification.
To znači da vam ta osoba daje neku vrstu čulnog uživanja.
And then you will see everyone who is impeding this sense gratification as a deadly enemy.
I vidjet ćete da svakoga ko smeta tom čulnom uživanju smatra ta osoba smrtnim neprijateljem.
Adolf Hitler, for instance, thought that the people in Germany and Austria, they were really the friends.
Adolf Hitler je, na primjer, mislio da su ljudi u Njemačkoj i Austriji bili pravi njegovi prijatelji.
That meant automatically that everyone who's not, who was not there in this camp, in this group, posed a threat and therefore was considered to be a deadly enemy.
Svako ko nije pripadao toj grupi je predstavljao pretnju i smatranje smrtnim neprijateljem.
Another example is actually Dhritarashtra.
Drugi primjer je Dhritarashtra.
He was very partially inclined towards his 100 sons and he thought that the Pandavas, because they were not in this group, posed a threat to his sons, and therefore, although the Pandavas were righteous people, he acted as their enemy.
Dhritarashtra je bio vrlo pristrasan prema svojih 100 sinova i smatrao je Pandave neprijateljima zato što oni nisu pripadali njihovoj grupi i postoje smrti neprijatelj pobožnih Pandava.
Svajana, my own people, this can be the cause for a demonic mentality.
Svađana, moji sobstveni ljudi, to može biti uzrok demonskog mentaliteta.
Because those who don't fit in this category, you make rumors amongst about them, you just dislike them.
Oni koji ne spadaju u tu kategoriju, vi ih ogovarate i jednostavno vam se ne sviđaju.
In Germany is a great problem called the hooligans.
U Njemačkoj je veliki problem predstavljaju huligani.
Do you know what the hooligans are?
Yes.
You have them here also in...
Yes.
They just fight because the other football party, you know, they want to fight with the other football party.
Oni se, na primjer, žele boriti protiv navijača drugog fudbalskog kluba.
Yeah. And they fight really heavy sometimes. The sanitates people have to come.
Kad hitna pomoć mora da dođe.
This is my football club. All the people in this football club are angels. And this is the other football club. All the people of that football club are devils.
Ovo je moj fudbalski klub i svi koji navijaju za njega su anđeli. A protivnički fudbalski klub, svi koji navijaju za njega su đavoli.
Isn't it primitive, Sadhguru? What do you think?
Zar to nije primitivno?
Completely, completely primitive. So, to distinguish between friends and enemies is a very, very bad form of material consciousness.
Praviti razliku između prijatelja i neprijatelja je vrlo loš oblik materijalne svjesnosti.
And a person who wants to make advancement or enter into devotional service must absolutely give this up, this mentality.
Osoba koja želi napredovati ili ući u predano služenje apsolutno mora napustiti taj mentalitet.
Please listen to the following excerpt from Yudhishthira Maharaj's life. You will be highly enlightened about this point.
Molim vas, saslušajte ovaj mali odlomak iz života Yudhishthira Maharaja. To će vas jako prosvetliti.
I think you all remember how Yudhishthira's four brothers were killed by the god of death on the lake of death.
Nadam se da se sjećate kako su četvorica braće Yudhishthira Maharaja bili ubijeni od strane boga smrti na jezeru smrti.
And you might remember how they were saved from death because Yudhishthira answered all the questions of death personified in such a way that the death felt so satisfied and happy with him that he felt obliged to bring the four brothers back to life.
Možda se sjećate kako su oni bili spašeni tako što je Yudhishthira Maharaj odgovorio na sva pitanja Boga smrti toliko zadovoljavajuće da se Bog smrti osjetio obaveznim da ih vrati u život.
At that time Yamaraj, the god of death, asked Yudhishthira, please ask any benediction which you would like to have.
Tada Yamaraj, bog smrti, pitao Yudhishthira, odnosno rekao mu je, zatraži bilo koji blagoslov koji želiš.
And Yudhishthira, who at that time was living in the banishment of the forest, he said, yes, kill my six enemies.
Yudhishthir, koji je tada živao u izgnanstvu u šumi, rekao je da ubi mojih šest neprijatelja.
Yes, kill my six enemies.
Ubi mojih šest neprijatelja.
Now you must know, death can absolutely kill everyone.
Morate znati, smrt može apsolutno ubiti svakoga.
Even strong men of this world.
Čak i snažne ljude ovog sveta.
Even well protected people.
Čak i dobro zaštićene ljude.
Who have maybe an army of bodyguards around themselves.
Koji možda oko sebe imaju vojsku telohranitelja.
Even very healthy athletes.
Čak vrlo zdravi atlete.
Even little children.
Čak malo decu.
They can immediately be killed by death. Just like this. He can just take the life force out of their bodies and that's it.
Smrt ih može odmah ubiti, ona može jednostavno životnu silu iz njihovih tela izvući i to je to.
So Yudhishthira did have political enemies, such strong enemies that they actually were only planning to kill him. From morning to evening, Duryodhana had only this one thing in mind. We must kill Pandavas while they are in exile. And they tried many times.
Yudhishthira je imao takve ljute neprijatelje da su oni po ceo dan planirali kako da ih ubiju. Duryodhana je hteo da ubije svih pet Pandava i mnogo puta je pokušao dok su oni bili izgnanstvu u šumi.
Once Duryodhana came with a whole army into the forest to kill the Pandavas.
Jednom je Duryodhana sa celom vojskom došao u šumu da ubije Pandave.
It's interesting. And then he came to a lake where there was a beautiful demigod enjoying with his many demigods, women, you know, in the water.
Došao je do jezera u kome je jedan polubog uživao sa puno žena u vodi.
And he was forbidden to pass that area.
I bilo mu je zabranjeno da prolazi tim područjem.
You know, sometimes when a king comes in the forest to enjoy, he will have his army around the place, then he will roam through the forest and be a little private, maybe climb on a tree.
kad kralj dođe u šumu, onda njegova vojska opkoli to područje i onda tako da on može imati svoju privatnost, da se može penjati na drvo ili šetati, lutati.
So, also Chandravega was. Was his name? Chandravega? No, Shitra something. Shitra Leka. Shitra Tsuka Krishna. Janisnam. This demigod was there enjoying it. Duryodhana wanted to pass by, and when he passed by, the guard said, no, this is a forbidden area now. But still, he didn't listen. And then a huge battle broke out.
Duryodhana htio da prođe pored tog mesta gde je taj polubog uživao, ali njegovi čuvari ga nisu pustili. A onda je velika borba izbila.
Yes, and in this battle, actually, Duryodhana and all his men were captured like animals by this demigod and his men.
U toj borbi taj polubog i njegovi ljudi su uhvatili Duryodhanu i sve celu njegovu vojsku, baš kao životinje.
Now, one of the Pandavas was nearby and he saw it and he told Kunti.
Jedan od Pandava je bio u blizini, on je to video i rekao je Kunti.
And Kunti said, well, you must liberate your cousin Duryodhana.
Kunti je rekla, morate osloboditi vašeg rođaka Duryodhanu.
Then Arjuna started to fight because his mother had told him with all the demigods that he defeated them alone.
Onda se Arjuna počeo boriti sa svim polubogovima zato što mu je to majka rekla i porazio ih je sve.
And then he liberated the Duryodhana.
I oslobodio je Duryodhanu.
What do you think, Ninoslav?
Šta misliš, Ninoslav?
Duryodhana had come to kill Arjuna and his men, and Arjuna and the Pandavas, and Arjuna liberated Duryodhana from this. Duryodhana felt it so bad.
Duryodhana je došao u stvari da ubije Arjunu i ostale Pandave, a Arjuna ga je oslobodio i Duryodhana se osjetio tako loše.
But that did not keep him from trying again to kill the Pandavas.
To ga nije sprečilo da ponovo pokuša da ubije Pandave.
So this is this is a problem. Let me say. So here was Yudhishthira, and the death came and said, "What can I do for you?"
Znači, tu je bio Yudhishthira i smrt je došla i rekla, šta mogu da učinim za tebe?
He had enemies which were only living to kill him.
Imao je neprijatelje koji su živeli samo da bi ga ubili.
And he said, please kill my six enemies.
I on je rekao, molim te, ubi mojih šest neprijatelja.
Lust.
Požuda.
Greed.
Pohlepa.
Anger.
Gnev.
Illusion.
Iluzija.
Enviousness.
Zavist.
And madness.
Iludilo.
What a great personality.
Kakva velika ličnost.
Yes, it is truly amazing that
zadivljujuće.
Hopefully I have not shocked our Mataji. What a great personality.
Kakva velika ličnost.
What a vision he had.
Kakvu je viziju imao.
This vision is yes, only my uncontrolled mind is my enemy.
Ta vizija je da je samo nekontrolisani um neprijatelj.
If I have a good and controlled mind, no problemski.
Ako imam dobar i kontrolisan um, nema problema.
Srila Prabhupada says, one who thinks that he has many enemies is an ignorant man.
Srila Prabhupada kaže, onaj ko misli da ima mnogo neprijatelja je čovjek u neznanju.
Whereas one who is in Krishna consciousness,
dok on koji je u svjesnosti Krishne,
knows that there are no enemies but those within oneself.
On zna da nema nikakvih neprijatelja osim onih koji su u njemu.
Which are the uncontrolled mind and the senses.
A to su nekontrolisan um i čula.
If you can just be Krishna conscious.
Ako možete samo biti svjesni Krishne,
you will see that everything and everyone moves under the control of Krishna.
Vidjet ćete da sve i svako se kreću pod kontrolom Krishne.
Even that person who wishes you not so well.
Čak i ta osoba koja vam ne želi baš dobro.
Even that person who is malo teško.
Čak i ta osoba koja je malo teško.
Yes. Even he, you will see, he corrects me.
On će mi ispraviti.
He helps me to learn to control my mind and senses.
On mi pomaže da naučim da kontrolišem svoj um i čula.
See, we have one great illusion in us.
Imamo u sebi jednu veliku iluziju.
We think this world is a place to become happy.
Mislimo da ovaj svet, da je ovaj svet mjesto da se postane srećan.
And we naturally expect other people to help us to become happy.
I prirodno očekujemo od drugih ljudi da nam pomognu da budemo srećni.
But this world is not for happiness.
Ali ovaj svet nije za sreću.
How can you look for water in the desert, my dear devotees?
Kako možete tražiti vodu u pustinji, moji dragi bakte?
Kako? Doesn't work.
To ne funkcioniše.
You're at the wrong place.
To je pogrešno
mjesto. You have to go to nice shumi with nice river and there you can find water. But not in the desert.
Morate otići u lepu šumu pored lepe reke i tamo možete naći vodu, a ne u pustinji.
In this world, you do have to give up this concept to become happy.
U ovom svetu morate odbaciti taj koncept da možete biti srećni.
And listen.
I slušajte.
Here is a strange paradox.
Evo čudnog paradoksa.
The moment you give up the desire to become happy, you're totally happy.
U trenutku kada ostavite želju da budete srećni, postajete totalno srećni.
It is a paradox.
To je paradoks.
Sto misli, tamo se je to. It is a paradox. You must agree.
Moraš se složiti da je to paradoks.
Maybe that's the only thing I have understood of Krishna consciousness, but I'm totally convinced of this.
To je možda jedina stvar koju sam shvatio u svjesnosti Krishna, ali sam potpuno uveren u to.
I'm so sure about it, I cannot tell you in words. It's experience.
Ja sam toliko siguran u to.
It's not some high sounding philosophy, it is the truth, Radha Madhava.
Ja sam toliko siguran u to da vam ne mogu to izraziti rečima. To je iskustvo. To nije samo nekakva.
We must learn this, naši dragi devotees.
Naši dragi bakte, moramo to naučiti.
Yes. But our mind is highly uncooperative.
Ali naš um je jako nekooperativan.
Our mind can often just rebel against it.
Naš um se često može samo pobuniti protiv toga.
If you want to control your mind, there are 6 practices which are recommended by Rupa Goswami.
Rupa Goswami preporučuje 6 stvari za kontrolu uma.
The first is, don't take more than you actually need.
Prva je, nemoj uzimati više nego što ti treba.
You can see this this Sunday on the Sunday feast.
To možete vidjeti danas na Sunday feastu.
Well, at the present moment we are not so rich here in our temple, but maybe the Sunday feast will be a big Sunday feast. The moment you eat too much, misery comes.
Trenutno nismo jako bogati u ovom hramu, ali možda ćete se na Sunday feastu presti i kad se prejedete onda dolazi beda.
Or when you talk too much.
Ili kad previše govorite.
Prajalpa.
Prajalpu.
Or you feel misery.
Osjećate bedu.
And others come to you, why did you say this about me?
I drugi vam priču i kažu, zašto si to rekao meni?
Or if you live with the desire to just have many things.
Ili kad živite sa željom da imate mnogo stvari.
If you want to have a red hot Cadillac.
Ako želite imati crveni Cadillac.
Cadillac, yes, it's a car from America.
to je američki auto.
And then you don't get it. Ooh, so much suffering.
I kad ga ne dobijete, onda toliko patnja osjećate.
The moment you want more than you need, you will, your mind is restless and uncontrolled and a bad consciousness.
U trenutku kada želite više nego što vam treba, vaš um je nemiran i u lošem stanju i u lošoj ste svjesnosti.
The second point, avoid over endeavor.
Druga poenta, izbjegavajte pretjerani napor.
Over endeavor, the worst kind of over endeavor is really over endeavor for name, fame and glory.
Najgori oblik pretjeranog napora je pretjerani napor za sticanje imena, slave i ugleda.
The poor rock and roll stars.
Jadne rock and roll zvezde.
The poor Sankirtan devotee who wants to be just praised for his work.
Jadni Sankirtan Bhakta koji samo želi da bude hvaljen za svoj rad.
The poor Mataji who wants that everyone just claps her on the shoulder.
Jadna Mataji koja želi da svi jednostavno tapšu po ramenu.
And who kills herself for this.
I koja se ubija za to. To postigne.
Prayasas.
Prayasa.
Then, Prajalpa, don't engage in unnecessary talk.
Nemojte se angažovati u bespotrebnim razgovorima.
Of all the prajalpas,
od svih prajalpa,
there's one prajalpa which is absolutely deathly.
Postoji jedna koja je apsolutno smrtonosna.
To talk bad about devotees.
Govoriti loše o baktama.
Oh, before she came to Krishna consciousness, she had 20 times illicit sex. Yasnam.
Pre nego što je došla u svjesnost Krishne, imala je 20 puta nezakoniti seks. Ja znam.
Yes. And, oh, he, look at him. I can see from his eyes, he practices black magic.
On, pogledajte, mogu vidjeti iz njegovih očiju, on primenjuje crnu magiju. Ja znam.
Yes. The versus type of prajalpa is to talk bad about devotees.
Najgori oblik prajalpa je govoriti loše o baktama.
Because if you do make aparadhas or offenses, Krishna is not pleased with you and takes his milost away from you and your life.
Jer ako radite aparade, uvrede, Krishna nije zadovoljan sa vama i oduzima vam milost.
You must be very careful about this.
Morate biti vrlo pažljivi po tom pitanju.
I have seen all over the world. This is a point which makes many difficulties in the community of Vaishnavas.
To sam video po celom svetu. To je stvar koja mnoge poteškoće stvara u zajednici Vaishnava.
Then, following rules and regulations just for the sake of following them, you know, in other words, a lifeless practice.
Onda sleđenje pravila i propisa samo radi sleđenja, dakle beživotna primjena.
Or if you are just neglectful of some rules.
Ili ako zanemarujete neka pravila.
Or I cannot follow this.
Ne mogu slijediti ovo.
To go to Mangala Arati, it's next to impossible.
Gotovo je nemoguće ići na Mangala Arati.
My body is at that time of the day composed of lead.
Moje telo je u tom trenutku dana sastavljeno od olova.
Dolova? Olova. It's like olova. I cannot get up.
Ono je kao olovo, moje telo je kao olovo, ne mogu ustati.
Only at 7 o'clock it becomes human flesh.
Samo u 7 sati postaje ljudsko meso.
Then I can get up.
Onda mogu ustati.
Please understand.
Molim vas, shvatite.
So, to neglect rules and to overdo it with them.
Zanemarivati pravila ili pretjerivati s njima.
And then being greedy for material things, and the last is having If you're greedy for material things, that's another thing which you must absolutely avoid if you want to control your mind.
Pohlepu za materijalnim stvarima morate apsolutno izbjegavati ako želite da kontrolišete svoj um.
Yes, you know, I want a new jacket.
Želim novu jaknu.
With different colors.
Sa različitim bojama.
And it must be, it must say on it, made in America.
I mora pisati na njoj napravljeno u Americi.
You know, just be greedy for material things.
Biti pohlepan za materijalnim stvarima.
When it comes naturally, all right, but if it's not going to come, then just take what you need. I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't have a nice winter jacket, yes, but not maybe 20 winter jackets or two winter jackets.
Ja ne kažem da ne trebate imati dobru zimsku jaknu, lepu zimsku jaknu, ali ne 20 ili možda ne dve.
Because, as we said, there is a secret. The lusty desires are like a fire, and the more you increase them, the more you need.
Požudne želje su kao vatra, što ih više povećavate, to vam više treba.
Vamanadev said this. He said, if I'm not satisfied with three steps of land,
Vamanadev je to rekao, ako nisam zadovoljan sa tri koraka zemlje,
then I will not be satisfied with the whole planet even.
Onda neću biti zadovoljan čak ni sa celom planetom.
Because then the fire of desires will increase and will want more and more and more. Even if I have this planet, I will want another planet.
Jer onda će vatra želje se povećati i želit ću više i više i više. I kad imam ovu planetu, onda ću htjeti još jednu planetu.
So, and the last point you should be mindful of if you want to control the mind is be careful with your association.
Još jedna stvar na koju trebate paziti ako želite da kontrolišete svoje umje, pazite s kim se družite.
Our Sankirtan devotees who are out there have so much association with materialists.
Naši Sankirtan bhakte koji idu van imaju mnogo druženja sa materialistima.
That in itself is not dangerous.
To nije opasno.
But if you open your heart to the materialists, then the bad effects of jnana sangha or material association comes.
Ali ako otvorite svoje srce materialistima, onda loši efekti jnana sange ili lošeg društva sange se pojavljuju.
So, but let us be positive.
Ali budimo pozitivni.
The best advice really for someone who wants to control his mind is to engage it in Krishna conscious subject matters.
Najbolji savjet za nekoga ko zaista želi kontrolisati svoje umje, da ga zaokupi sa temama svjesnim Krišne.
When you are with your mind in Krishna conscious subject matters, it's very easy to be free from material contaminations.
Kad je vaš um zaokupljen temama svjesnim Krišne, onda je vrlo lako osloboditi se materijalnih zagađenosti.
You will see that the mind becomes your best of friends.
Vidjet ćete da vaš um postaje najbolji prijatelj.
Prabhupada wrote, as a friend I can understand my position as spirit soul.
Prabhupada je napisao, kao prijatelj mogu shvatiti svoj položaj kao duhovne duše.
And I will see that somehow or other I have come in contact with this material nature.
I vidjet ću da sam na neki način došao u kontakt s materijalnom prirodom.
Now I will act in such a way that I can get free from material entanglement.
Sada ću djelovati na takav način da se mogu osloboditi materijalne zapletenosti.
And my mind will help me to do these activities.
I moj um će mi pomoći da radim te djelatnosti.
After getting this wonderful opportunity of Krishna consciousness, I will not pollute my mind again. So that it remains my enemy, my friend. I'm sorry.
Nakon što prihvatim tu divnu priliku svjesnosti Krišne, više neću zagađivati svoj um na takav način da deluje kao moj neprijatelj.
That must be the determination of all the devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement.
Tu odlučnost mora imati svi bhakte u pokretu svjesnosti Krišne.
Hare Krishna. Do you have any questions regarding these points? Yes.
Pitanje.
You said we shouldn't think of friends and enemies, but you said the mind can be a friend and an enemy.
Ti si rekao da sam ja rekao da ne trebamo da mislimo na prijatelje i neprijatelje, ali sam um može biti prijatelj i neprijatelj.
First of all, you will never think of your mind as a friend or enemy like you think of persons who are outside of you. It's just the way the mind doesn't function that way.
Pre svega nikad na svoj um nećeš misliti na isti način kao što misliš na spoljašnje neprijatelje.
You know, even if the mind acts like an enemy, you will just go like not really, you know, you will not take a gun and just
čak ako um deluje kao neprijatelj, ti ćeš se udarati u glavu malo, a nećeš uzeti pištolj pa pucati.
So we don't be just by our natural psychology, we don't behave we don't behave towards the mind just like a real friend or enemy.
Prirodna je psihologija da se ne ponašamo prema umu kao prijatelj prema neprijatelju, pa prijatelj ili neprijatelj.
But your point has a lot of substance, Dhamma, say to.
Ali tvoja poanta ima težinu.
And cannot do anything.
Činjenica je da bakte nekad misle, o moj um može, moj neprijatelj, i bakte postane jako nesiguran i uznemiren.
You know, sometimes devotees overdo this.
Kad bakte to previše rade.
And they become almost inactive because of thinking their minds is just such a bad thing.
I mogu postati
devotees become inactive because they think my mind is just such a bad thing, like I can't trust it in any case.
Onda postanu neaktivni i misle ovaj um je tako loša stvar, ne mogu u nijekom slučaju da mu verujem.
This is not the ideal.
To nije ideal.
See, sometimes devotees overdo it and think, because I have a material mind, I cannot trust it. In any case, I will ask my authority for everything, what I should do, what I should think, what I should not do, and what I should not think.
Kad bakte to previše rade, i onda misle da ne mogu nikako verovati umu, i da moraju za svaku stvar koju trebaju da urade ili da misle, da pitaju autoritete. Šta trebaju raditi, šta ne trebaju raditi, šta trebaju misliti, šta ne trebaju misliti.
Yes. Sometimes devotees do think like this.
Kad bhakte rade takve stvari.
But our Krishna consciousness movement goal is to create devotees who are independently thoughtful.
Ali cilj naše pokreta svjesnosti Krišne je da stvorimo bhakte koji su nezavisno misaoni.
They need to do something. On their own.
Oni moraju nešto sami da urade.
At the time of death, Dhamma said, you have to fly.
U trenutku smrti moraš leteti, moraš znati kako se leti.
Fly high in the sky of immortality.
Leteti visoko po nebu besmrtnosti.
The time you must learn how to deal with your mind.
U to vrijeme moraš znati kako da se okudiš prema svom umu.
So what we do with the mind is we just purify it.
Mi um jednostavno pročišćavamo.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, and Ramanujacharya, both of them say, when nothing works,
Bhaktivinoda Thakur i Ramanuja Acharya obojica kažu, kad ništa ne ide,
go into the association of devotees.
Idi i druži se s bhaktama.
Just sit there.
Sedni tamo.
And chant with them the Hare Krishna mantra.
I pevaj s njima Hare Krishna mantra.
I like very much, sometimes in the Belgrade temple, I was hearing when I was sitting in my room and preaching, how devotees are doing bhajans and kirtans. That was very nice.
Volim što u Belgradskom hramu nekad dok ja sam bilo u sobi i propovedam, čujem kako bhakte sviraju bhajan i kirtan. To je veoma lepo.
I think you still do this and it's nice and one can, you know, if one has a free minute, just come up, sit there, chant, come out, little pause, you know, when we come out refreshed in our service.
Ako imate slobodnog vremena, onda dođete gore, malo pevate i onda ste otvrženi u svojoj službi.
We will see. I first have to go around.
In the next verse,
yes, what is there?
Prahlad Maharaj says to his father that he is a fool.
Yes.
So, someone may say, this Prahlad Maharaj is your acharya, and he says to his father that he is a fool.
He's making offense. Huh?
He's offending him, yeah. And how is that?
This is discussed by Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Can I translate the question?
Yes.
U sljedećem stihu Prahlad Maharaj kaže ocu da je budala i neko može reći, pa dobro, on je Prahlad Maharaj je vaša čarija, a govori ocu da je budala, kako je to? Kako to?
Yes. General people should not talk bad about others.
Obični ljudi ne smiju govoriti loše o drugima.
But the guru and the acharya, he can speak about the faults of others.
Ali guru ili acharya može govoriti o nedostacima drugih. To objašnjava Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
He does this to give examples, practical examples for his listeners, so that they can understand the spiritual subject matter.
To čini da bi dao praktične primere za slušaoce, tako da oni mogu da shvate te duhovne teme.
Yes. You know, Krishna also calls Arjuna a fool.
Krishna isto naziva Arjunu budalom.
In the beginning for not seeing that for the soul there is no birth and death. Yes.
Kada nije video da nema rođenja i smrti. How would you explain this to a journalist, for example, who will ask you on the TV?
I would say Hiranyakashipu is a fool.
Ja bih rekao Hiranyakashipu jeste budala.
He was the greatest demon.
Bio veliki demon.
It was good that he heard it.
Dobro je da ste čuli to.
The best form of, you know, you don't be, when you're in the TV and so on, you must be very careful to not be too shy, otherwise they think they have no respect for you otherwise.
Na televiziji onda trebaš pasti da nisi previše stidljiv, inače te neće poštovati ni malo.
Krishna. Bhakti Granta.
Koji je razlog tome što imamo sklonost da vidimo nekog baktu kao prijatelja, a nekog kao neprijatelja, pa da objasni kako, zašto imamo tu sklonost kao neprijatelja?
The reason for this unfortunate thing that we think devotees are my friends and enemies can be quite complex.
Razlog za to što mislimo da su neke bhakte prijatelji, a neke neprijatelji, može biti prilično složen.
It is very difficult to spot exactly the reason why this appears, because I think it's individual, almost from person to person.
Vrlo je teško odrediti razlog zašto to događa, to je individualno, zavisi od osobe do osobe.
I would say there are two reasons, and just general reasons.
Ja bih rekao da postoje dva opšta razloga.
One reason is that we forget things which are common to each other.
Jedan razlog je što zaboravljamo stvari koje su zajedničke za nas.
I was once meditating even with devotees who are very different from me and have a very different world view. Even there the majority of points are the same.
Jedno sam meditirao o baktama sa kojima imam jako različit pogled na svet, ali kad sam razmišljao, vidio sam da velika većina tih poenta su iste.
For instance, every devotee, Bhakti Granta, accepts that Krishna is God.
Naprimjer, svaki bhakta prihvata da je Krishna Bog.
Let me give you an example with my little friend here, our Rita. We are certainly very different from each other.
Da ti dam mali primjer sa mojom prijateljicom malom Ritom. Mi se sigurno puno razlikujemo.
I am four times as old as her.
Ja sam četiri puta stariji od nje.
Four times. You are 11, right?
Ti imaš 11 godina.
I'm 40. No, I'm not 44, but almost 44. So almost four times as old.
Ja sam skoro, imam 44 godine, znači skoro četiri puta sam stariji od nje.
Then she's a lady and I'm a gentleman. You know.
Ona je devojčica, ja sam muško.
That's the difference.
To je razlika.
Then she is from Serbia.
Ona je iz Srbije.
And likes sweets.
I voli slatkiše.
And I am from Germany and I don't like sweets so much.
Ja sam iz Njemačke i ne volim toliko slatkiše.
She goes to school.
Ona ide u školu.
And likes school.
I voli školu.
And I never liked school in my life.
Ja nikad nisam volio školu u svom životu.
She sometimes looks TV.
Ona kad gleda televiziju.
You know, documentaries and
helpful
things. Yeah. Yeah. Stvari koje pomažu. It's all right. Yeah. And I never look TV. I have no time.
Ja nikad ne gledam televiziju, nemam vremena.
And no nerve.
I nemam živaca.
Yes. She has little friends, boys and girls her age.
Ima on ima svoje prijatelje, male dečake i devojčice.
For 5 minutes I can talk to such little boys and girls, but then I'm getting restless because what to say? I run out of subject matters.
Sa takvim dečacima i devojčicama mogu da razgovaram oko 5 minuta, ali onda postanem nemiran jer više nemam tema za razgovor.
I have no tema any longer. I become shy. What to say?
Postajem sramežljiv, ne znam što da kažem.
So there are many, many differences.
Ima mnogo, mnogo razlika.
But I think the big things are the same.
Ali mislim da velike stvari su iste.
She chants Hare Krishna, I chant Hare Krishna.
Ona peva Hare Krishna i ja pevam Hare Krishna.
Rita volim prasadam, I volim prasadam.
I Rita i ja volimo prasadam.
You know, we are both vegetarians.
Oboje smo vegetarijanci.
We like the association of devotees.
Volimo društvo bhakta.
We pray to the same God.
Molimo se istom Bogu.
We dress the same according to the same tradition.
Oblačimo se prema istoj tradiciji.
We even have the same sign on the forehead, Rita.
Imamo čak i isti znak na čelu, Rita.
The big things really are the same.
Velike stvari su zaista iste.
Even between me and the little girl.
Čak i između mene i male devojčice.
I hope you understand why I'm giving this example.
Nadam se da shvatate zašto dajem ovaj primjer.
I'm giving this example to show that externally there may be a forest of difference.
Dajmo ovaj primjer.
Many differences. An ocean of difference.
Dajmo ovaj primjer da bi pokazao kako ima okean razlika.
But really the big things in life.
Ali velike stvari u životu.
What we like.
Što nam se sviđa.
What we accept.
Što prihvatamo.
To whom we pray.
Kome se molimo.
Principles.
Principi.
The same.
Su isti.
She is more similar to me than my own father.
Ona je sličnija meni nego moj sopstveni otac.
Or my brothers.
Ili moja braća.
Because they don't accept the same principles.
Jer oni ne prihvataju iste principe.
Not at all.
Ne uopšte.
You know. So I feel we must concentrate more on the similarities than on the differences.
Ja mislim da trebamo više da se koncentrišemo na sličnosti nego na razlike.
I think this is very important.
Mislim da to je veoma važno.
The second reason for this friend and enemy thinking amongst devotees is I think one has not followed the Vaishnava etiquette properly.
Drugi razlog je za to smatram da imamo prijatelje i neprijatelje među baktama, je da nismo vaišnavsko ponašanje, pravila vaišnavskog ponašanja pravilno sledili.
If you analyze why devotees don't like each others, it's because they have not followed Vaishnava etiquette really in their lives.
Ako analizirate zašto bakte ne vole jedni drugi, to je zato što nisu sledili pravila vaišnavskog ponašanja u svom životu.
We must learn to respect each other a little bit more.
Moramo naučiti da poštujemo jedni druge malo više.
Then naturally we will not say you know, we will not use this Balkanitska mentality against each other.
Onda prirodno nećemo koristiti taj balkanski mentalitet prema jedni prema drugima.
Vaishnava etiquette is so to say the oil Bhakti Granta in the system of in the community of Krishna consciousness.
Vaishnavska etiketa je kao ulje u
ulje, yes.
U zajednici svetosti Krishna.
If you have a car and you don't put the ulje inside the car after some time it will smoke.
Ako ne staviš imaš auto i ne staviš ulje u njega, uskoro će početi da se dimi.
I think all of us older devotees have experience with cars where we it happens in Krishna consciousness all the time. Devotees forget to put the ulje in the cars and then the cars get break.
Svi imamo iskustvo svjesnosti Krišne koje smo stariji da bakte zaborave stave ulje u auto i onda auto se upropasti.
So if devotees do not care to observe the basic rules of Vaishnava etiquette, then after some time their relationships begin to smoke.
Ako bakte ne mare da slede osnovna pravila vaishnavskog ponašanja, onda njihovi odnosi počnu da se puše.
Have you noticed that every morning we pay obeisances to each other?
Jeste li primetili da svako jutro mi odajemo poštovanje jednim drugima?
Why do you think we do this?
Zašto mislite da to radimo?
To learn respect.
Da naučimo poštovanje.
Respect is one is a very important principle, underlying principle of Vaishnava etiquette.
Poštovanje je veoma važan princip koji je temelj vaishnavske etikete.
Why do you think we say not sadhu darshan but sadhu darshan prabhu?
Zašto mislite da kažemo sadhu darshan prabhu a ne sadhu darshan?
It's a respect.
To je poštovanje.
I say master sadhu darshan.
Ja kažem sadhu darshan gospodaru.
Yeah, master.
Gospodar.
In other words in our tradition you can see this inbuilt in the tradition is the oil.
To je sam deo naše tradicije, to je uvriježeno u našoj tradiciji, to je ulje.
The Vaishnava etiquette. I personally have heard that Akur, I think Akur, you gave a seminar on Vaishnava etiquette.
Yeah.
We should have refreshing courses.
Trebamo imati osvježavajuće kurseve vajšnavskog ponašanja.
So that we know how to act.
Tako da znamo kako da delujemo.
Maybe we can even, you can even publish in Serbian language the content of your seminar in short.
Možda možeš ukratko objaviti sadržaj tvog seminara na srpskom.
Vaishnava etiquette protects us from this, what you have mentioned, to see the friend and enemy.
Vaishnavska etiketa nas štiti od toga da vidite prijatelje i neprijatelje.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Kad se neko ponaša prema nama kao neprijatelj, a mi možemo to tolerisati i možemo naučiti da ga vidimo kao neko ko nam nije neprijatelj, ali što da radimo kada on će nastaviti da deluje kao neprijatelj?
I can only give you my personal realization. I've thought many about this for a long time.
Dugo vremena sam razmišljao o tome i mogu ti samo reći o mojoj ličnoj spoznaji.
After thinking about for a long time, I have come to the conclusion it's good to go in a distance.
Nakon što sam dugo razmišljao, zaključio sam da je dobro distancirati se.
And remain polite, but remain polite.
Ali ostati ljubazan.
Just become neutral towards that person.
Postati neutralan prema toj osobi.
To not expect anything good and anything bad of him.
Ne očekivati ništa dobro i ništa loše od njega.
But to move in the distance.
Ali ići na distancu.
Because it's a fact, some people don't have themselves in control, and when they see you, they just become agitated.
Jer činjenica je da neki ljudi se ne kontrolišu i kad vas vide postaju uznemireni.
Because you are different.
Jer ste različiti.
It's like there are some dogs, if you pass by their house, they will always bark and they will run towards you to bite you.
Neki psi kad prođete pored nekih kuća uvek će lajati i uvek vas juriti da vas ujedu.
It's just that they don't like you somehow.
Na neki način im se ne sviđate.
What can you do? You can only make a circle around the house.
Šta da radite? Možete samo zaobilaziti tu kuću.
I think we have to be realistic.
Mislim da moramo biti realistični.
This is just how material life is. There are differences. I have come to live with the fact that not everyone likes me. This is, my nature is that not everyone can like me. It's a it's distressing sometimes, but that's life.
Ja sam zaključio došao sam do zaključka da nije da se ja svima sviđam. Moja priroda je takva da se ne sviđam pre svima i šta da radim, to je kad uznemirujuće, ali takav je život.
Because the moment you are not just neutral, but you are temperamentful, there will be other temperaments who doesn't fit together so well.
U trenutku kad niste neutralni i temperamentni ste, onda će biti drugih temperamenata koji se ne slažu baš dobro sa vama.
Preachers cannot always be neutral.
I propovednik ne može uvijek biti neutralan.
Yeah. This is what I think, Atma Bhu, you also know when you put the Sankirtan parties together, one has to see who fits together, just so that it's easier for devotees.
Atma Bhu, kad sastavlja Sankirtan grupe, onda mora da pazi na to ko se slaže, tako da bude lakše.
Sometimes change is necessary.
Kad je promjena potrebna?
But we should avoid bad feelings when this comes.
Ali trebamo da izbjegavamo loše osjećaje kada to dođe.
No, it's a little difficult with this nature.
Oni poteškoće sa svojom prirodom.
But let us not say it because the other will feel hurt.
Ali da to sad ne govorimo jer drugi će se osjetiti povređenim.
After some time it will be all right again.
Ako nekog vremena će ponovo biti u redu.
But you, I know there's some people who are, I think you have someone in mind who just doesn't like us totally. It's not what I, this is what happens amongst devotees, that sometimes they need a little change, but then just make a circle around that person.
Ako ima nekoga ko stvarno nikako mu se ne sviđaš, onda jednostavno treba zaobići tu osobu.
Krishna. Okay, I think we have come to 9 o'clock. We will end here our little presentation. Thank you very much for coming. Please keep this in the mind. Put the ul of Vaishnava etiquette.
Stavite ulje vajšnavskog ponašanja.
Then the machine runs very nice.
Tako da mašina lepo ide.
Community is very happy and prosperous.
Zajednica vrlo srećna i
good. And
napreduje.
See you at the Sunday feast then. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Si si Gonitai ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
Supreme benefactor, He's also the supreme friend who takes away all miserable conditions experienced by a devotee. In a faltering voice due to ecstasy, the meditators begin to offer prayers. They were purified by the presence of the Lord, who was before them, face to face. Perfect. The Lord is here described as Guru Shatabhajan, the bestower of the ultimate goal of life. Whatever success we want in life can be attained by the mercy of the Lord. Since the Pracheta had already attained the Lord's mercy, they were no longer subject to the contamination of the material modes. Material modes dissipated from them just in the darkness of night, immediately dissipates when the sun rises. Because the Lord appeared before them naturally, all the contaminations of the material qualities of rajas and tamas completely disappeared. Similarly, when an unalloyed devotee chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is also purified of all material contamination because the name of the Lord and the Lord are identified. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimatam Svatatam Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Vidyanta Sto Kyabrani Inyoti Siddhasadam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truth and devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. The holy name of the Lord is the Lord himself. If one chants and hears, he becomes purified. Gradually, all material contamination disappears. The Pachetas were already purified due to the Lord's presence before them, and they could therefore offer the proper prayers with folded hands. In other words, as soon as devotees are engaged in devotional service, they become transcendental to all material contamination. Immediately, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, sometimes the devotees are dissatisfied due to their not seeing the Supreme Personality or Godhead personally. When the Pachita saw the Supreme Lord personally present, the unhappiness vanished. This verse is very nice, and it describes how devotion cells becomes fresher. Did you notice? Let me make a little Bhakti Sangha session with you. I want to ask what points there may be in these two verses.
It's from that Paramatma tells devotee to God, and the second is about Mahamantra. It is purifies the devotee from material desires.
I took especially note of the Srila Prabhupada's ultimate jiva response, he said that super soul is present everywhere. But in the heart of the body, he becomes, he reveals himself as ever increasing new. In other words, he always inspires new. There's a difference. He's in the heart of everyone, also the non-devotees. Now, what, when you have heard these subject matters, what did it bring forth in you? What types of realizations or thoughts did you have?
The realization was that almost the better possible time for me, or how much of the time for me, is a course of the relationship for the expectation.
When Amman's operating machines and half the type see that people say sometimes I have these new desires and these machines from all the side chambers still go bigger and bigger with desires and I don't know how I
you must be doing something there must be something which you can do so which helps you more to get free of your desires.
So the situation of the devotees, the situation is actually super slow because room ideas and to do this the service exercises of to the spectrum of was of really possible service. That is even though the super soul is within everyone's heart. And we cannot see him with these material eyes. But then he appears before us. Super soul appears before us as a spiritual master. And then the point is that actually spiritual master is supreme personality of God, but not his name itself. He's not just like the representative.
I personally remembered we are just collecting it's I personally remember my time in India in 1993 where I chanted for a long long time. I had a little of this realization that it was actually becoming fresher and fresher and fresher. It was not the whole thing I think in my life. I think it's not the whole thing. But I always hope the opportunity to change the world. You don't think like this when you read the scripture. I was telling you that I thought here in this verse two times
what is like to get into a direct relationship with either the main or the outcome of what's always doing the heart. And in my own life, I have thought that I very much practice to get to be the practice and get a population and share our life with us. Don't act, don't continue acting. And for a child, give an example. But if you have things, they don't see them. And if you drop them in the river, and you grab them out of the sacred falls of the river, then you don't immediately go into the river and to get them out, because the waves are agitated. Wait for some time, and when the waves are calm, then only you are getting moving the current of the river. Taking things because you can see them clear. When your enthusiasm stops, if you just sit down, some chapter, whatever is suitable, and you just chat. And then, after some time, you will get your enthusiasm there. I thought of my own life that the last few months were very strange for me, so afterward, and I can see it as you want to believe and change more.
I think it's all right sometimes to we have to go through a period, a dry period, because it's important for our service, but at the end, we should really arrange our days in such a way that there is not much stress there. we have higher goals that we can accomplish, then we need to also think about the manpower that can help us. It's a question of making the proper arrangements. I'm saying no. I'm starting to say no to certain things because I'm so tired. After all, it's a really nice thing. It's just impossible. I think for quite some time we should be ready to surrender to marathons by ourselves. The whole life is a marathon. When we will like certain things.
Because I sometimes feel that when I before we had this good life of time, I was pushing them after some time. I don't know for what I'm doing this, yeah. For who.
No, I think it's nice that you have it here, but you can arrange it in such a way that you can remain enthusiastic. Because everything is perfect, you arrange the day to day, and you keep spiritual strength and enthusiasm, you may be able to do more than before. So that's what we are. So I think we should end here and go. It's nice and neat to come together and just sit around and talk about bread and butter. It's nice to talk about this. I wanted to also encourage you in this service before I have a speech for the other day. And our Krishna conscious movement spreads in three ways. One is the book distribution, the second is the chanting of the holy name, and the third is prasad distribution. So, doing this prasad distribution work, have a very, very important service, which is very teacher-share for our work. The person takes one time prasad.